we're trying to do at the moment is try and understand the unique situation that we're in. Obviously, bear in mind that this was published 20 years ago. Things have changed big time since then, and in the last 2-3 months, things have changed even bigger time there. Quite a lot's happened since this book was written, and each person has to be in his own world, in his own environment, in his own challenges, and needs to recognize himself here. So obviously not everything we say here applies to everybody. He's giving a clearly overlook of a generation, the Makiris Makoyme of the door. But obviously we need to focus on the also the Makiris Makoyme of the Yochid. That's one of the Kinyani HaTorah, is that a person has to Makiris Makoyme. You have to recognize where you are in the unique situation, and of course you have to superimpose over everything you knew before into this Corona situation, because that's also bringing out stuff. Everybody has his unique challenges and his sameness, and it's very challenging. And the longer it gets, the further we get into this thing. The expectation that it was over, and now suddenly have a setback, and it's really being tested. So that's all going to be fed in and understood as we go through this. But what we're trying to get to ultimately, we're not going to spend too much time wallowing in the bleakness of it. What we're trying to do is extract real life solutions. We want to be able to utilize everything we've been learning, building on our emunah, building on our betochen, building on our relationship with Hashem, in order to be able to be matzliach in this situation. What we're going through now is Hashem design. Everything we're going through, every nisod, every test, everything that's happening in the world, whether it's in panosah, shalom bayis, yaladim, health, whatever, there's a kol mi Hashem. That's all from Hashem, and we have to be able to take those challenges and rise to the challenge. That's the goal. So let's go a bit further on the kuf yud zayin. Let's go a little bit further, and then Hashem, when we turn over the page, we'll see that we'll start dealing more with the with actually finding what are the solutions, because as we mentioned many times, if the war is different, then the weapons are going to have to be different as well. If the enemy is coming with a different weapon, then we have to be prepared to adapt. Obviously, Torah adapt, not make. That's the big challenge here. That I'm just going to put in parentheses here, in brackets, whatever you call those little round half moon things. When you want to say something irrelevant, so you make it kosher by putting in parentheses, is that the goal here is not to change the Torah. The goal is to adapt the Torah. The goal is to take the principles that are already in the Torah and apply them in the new situation. That's been the goal of Poskim Gedolei HaDor through the entire 2,000 years of Golus. The ability to adapt, but without changing the Torah's principle. We're not coming up to invent a new Torah, chas v'chalila. But we have to kuf yud zayin. So that was an answer to your question. So the goal is not to make up a new Torah, but the goal is to find the principles in the Torah and to apply them. That's what we're trying to do. Okay. Kuf yud zayin, the top of the page. Bayom tador v'tachbul yosei yetza. V'noisef lekach. Habaya shol bnei birein inovaz mikach shem sfurim shashim izbarach enu zokut lem. Ulehit gabrut shelehem mula yetza. The generation doesn't think that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is waiting for them, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has business with them, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has some kind of a relationship with them, in order for them to be able to withstand the Yetzer, in order to strengthen yourself against the Yetzer, one needs a reason. The Daitan Hator Bein Im Heim Yandu Bin Yisoyin Uvein Im Lav Adava Einim Anyen Es Yeshem Merodim. Even checking in yourselves, you'll see this is a very subtle, for some people it's not subtle, it's poshut, but for others that are a little bit more refined, you'll see there's a very subtle Yetzer Hara. Deep down in your recesses, you'll find that there's a little voice saying that, what difference does it make to Hashem if you do this or not? Really, go check it out, you'll see that the world is so big, he's Yeshem Mamramim, he sits in the heavens, he makes billions and trillions of stars that are trillions and billions of light years and everything, and look at the subatomic particle, whatever. Hashem's busy with big stuff and whatever, and if I You know, if my matzah cooked for 18 minutes or 18 minutes, point half a nanosecond, come on, do me a favor. The little book, one yenet Hashem, these little petty things grow up. And it's deep down and it's subtle and we have it. So that's the first thing. We make a mistake thinking that if I would stand this nisoyin or not, so it really it doesn't really bother Hashem. It's not that important. Now he's built a lot of different things here. He said a whole chunk of stuff in this one sentence. What a person thinks is that since this is not really that important, the lo manyan Hashem kol kach too much, it's not really causing too much havoc, so for sure Hashem will forgive me. It means Hashem will forgive me because he loves me so much. In other words, we that are Baalei Bepochen, we that have been working and growing and developing our resonance with Hashem, so we believe deep down that Hashem loves us and that what he's doing for us is for our good. So in insanity mode, we fine. We wouldn't have this nisoyin, but the Yetzer Hara is not sanity mode. That's his job, is to put you into the Ruach Shtus mode. And then he comes and tells you, number one, what you're doing is really not Manyan Hashem. It's really not that Hashem's got bigger problems to deal with in your little Narishkat. And even if you'll do it, the Yetzer Hara tells you that Hashem will for sure forgive you. You know why? Because you know how much Hashem loves you? And we know how much Hashem loves us. We're not talking about the kid. I was once giving a shiur to a bunch of kids, and I started talking about Avos Hashem, and a kid got up and threw a chair at me. So I'm not talking about the guy that thinks Hashem hates him or whatever, no, because that's his problem. We're talking about people that know that Hashem loves us, and therefore Hashem will forgive us. He doesn't realize this is the Yetzer Hara talk. What the Yetzer Hara is trying to do is he's break down the relationship we have with Hashem. He's trying to interfere with the resonance that we have. A Yetzer Shemamait Ba'ineinu Es Chashivoseinu. What the Yetzer Hara does, and there's a very, very, very difficult Yetzer Hara to deal with, but the Yetzer Hara comes to show you that you're really not that important. You're not that important. You're a very small wheel in a very, very big machine. You're a little fish in a big sea, and you're really not that important, and what you do really doesn't matter that much. He comes, by doing this, he achieves two very destructive achievements for him. They're not destructive, for us they're destructive. First of all, we get seduced to sin. First of all, we don't understand what tzar it causes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we sin. As I mentioned here many times, we don't understand what tzar by HaKadosh Baruch Hu means. We have no musag of, we can't grasp that. Shenis, Einenu Makirim Es Yechideinu. As a result of, we don't recognize our uniqueness. Ve'einanu Simcha Kana Al Yoseinu Yudim. Therefore, we don't have Etzem Simcha just because we're Jewish. Just saying the words, it feels weird. I mean, I'm reading them and translating them so I can say them, but if I would have to say them without the book in front of me, I'd feel a little bit weird. The simcha, partial simcha, just because you're Jewish, nothing else. It's the etzem simcha, I'm a yid, and now I'm the simcha. That's a little bit hard to swallow. But that's how we kach, anu moitzim es atzmeinu shvurim v'rutzutzim v'shel ha'moreiris ha'ovim aleinu. As a result of this, we come away from the events that are happening around us. We come away disturbed, broken, challenged, in stressed out, whatever words you want to use, by the events that take place in our lives. The matzav's there, mamtim ha-yetzer. There the yetzer's waiting, often in those moments. V'az u'mapil otani l'zroyes ha-yush v'harachamim ha-atzmiyim ha-goyimim lan l'chtoy mitoch tikva shiris barach yislachra. That's the benefit. The benefit that the Yetzer Hara gets is he gets our yush. We give up hope. We start having self-pity. We start allowing ourselves to sin because, look what's going on. Look what happened. I'm suffering so much and I need this bit of pleasure. The Yetzer Hara tells you it's going to be pleasurable. He never offers you something that's not going to be geschmack. and he convinces you it's going to be pleasurable, even though you know in a moment of sanity there's not going to be pleasure. Someone's trying to give up smoking, the Yetzer comes and tells you, I can undershmuck one puff will be. And you know it's not going to be pleasurable, but he gets you, and then you tell yourself, well, things are so bad, and I'm so miserable, and I really deserve it, and anyway, Hashem will forgive me. I'm a miskin, ma. And it's not my fault, and we make up all sorts of, and then the Yetzer stands and he laughs because we keep falling into this pit. So that's a lot of what's going on out there. People today are not falling into pits and leaving Yiddishkeit or whatever because of deep philosophical questions. I'm not saying people don't have them, they are. Generalizing, but rumor the rumor of people that have real issues today, they're not in the seichel. It's my me, me and me. I'm not worthy. I'm not my. What does Hashem need from me? I'm not anyway. So therefore, I matter myself this allowance. And one's dawned on me that the biggest side benefit or the primary benefit of being miserable. I don't know. Maybe there's some therapists or psychologists out there that'll tell me if I'm right or not. Is the biggest side benefit of being miserable is it protects you from responsibility. Caused by a person's miserable but sad and he's got a rough time and things are going the way he wants them to go, he mutters himself that, well, therefore I'm not responsible. It's a lot of what he just described here. So one has to be very careful of that. We've come full circle from right in the beginning of the Sefer where we spoke about that the reason for the Chulban was Tachas Shema Varetes Hashem B'Simchon Tuv Leivov. We haven't tied that knot yet. But you see that's where we're heading towards. Okay. Bididi Havi Uvda. Now he's going to tell one of his stories. His stories are more enlightening. They reveal a lot. So let's see what this story tells us. Pagashti Adam Shemet Torah Mitzvahs. I once met a person who was Shemet Torah Mitzvahs. Shaya Nichshel B'chet Mesuyam Midei Pam. He was with a certain sin. I don't know what it is. Now and again, Shaltiv, Omoli, Hayim Yesh, Belibcha, Imuna Bashem. Listen, do you have in your heart, whatever the heart is, let's not go into that. I don't want to go into discussing what the heart is. It's not what anybody thinks it is. So, Hayim Yesh, Belibcha, Imuna Bashem, do you have in your mind, let's use what Avigdor Miller's translation of Libcha here, just for the purpose of this discussion. Yesh, Belibcha, in your mind, do you have Imuna Bashem? And he showed Nifkat Amke Nishmosa. He was mamish insulted. What's going on? You have Emunah in Hashem? Ketzer ata shel oti shel kaze? Why are you asking such a question? Ulam ani emshachti l'shuv. Carry on. Ubeschav oinesh ma'amin ata? In reward and punishment you believe? Uchazal, Ayin roi v'oizen shumat v'kol ma'asech v'seifin nechtovi? You believe the Mishnah in Pekavos that says there's an eye that sees, there's an ear that hears, and everything's written down, everything's remembered, nothing's forgotten. אתה מאמין? ואני בוודאי, שם מן ה... בלי כל ספק, of course. כך שאלתי, מדוע אתה אוי סעבר עם אלו זו? Why are you such a terrible avera? I mean, that's a very straightforward question that we've asked ourselves many, many times. And it's quite a shocking question. Everybody's a mamin, we all believe in Tzchav HaYenesh, we all believe that Hashem is watching and sees what's going on, and it's all recorded, I mean, I'm giving Din V'Cheshman for it, so how did you do that? We all ask that question. That's a question we ask ourselves all the time after we do something we shouldn't. So he said to him, Tzodekata, Abba Maase, you're right, what am I supposed to do? Shabura Neo Miskin, I'm broken, I'm miserable, whatever, I've got these problems, whatever. Anyway, I just don't have the strength to fight my Yetzirah. But by Etzem Gam, Eini Mevin, my Ikbat Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma Shen Yosef. And the truth is, I also don't know, and I don't understand, Ma Ikbat La Shem, what Hashem, Hashem, Ke, if I sin or not. Klum choshev ani ba'einav ha'im hu tzarich oti. What does he need me for? So the devil didn't do well. You think that the big cosmic plan gets approved? Ma echpat l'ashem or adu? Achein, im yudi hayu makiris malose. If this he would really recognize it, he'd be learning with us. V'edeshni smoshu chelek elokhan mimal. The first thing he would recognize is that he's neshama. His inner spiritual core is not like it's a present from Hashem. It's Hashem Himself. Chelek Elokai Mimal, that we're a part of that upper, that higher will. Naval Yechtomu Bogodov. So then he would be very, very careful with his neshama to make sure that he doesn't stain the begodim, doesn't damage it. Well, lechem b'kol koyach b'yetzahara, amanasei la'pilo b'pachas. He would fight the yetzahara with every koyach because you're not touching the most precious gift of God. Ulakshila b'chatoim aledei between kotzim. When the yetzahara comes with his seductions, you would fight him with everything. Ulam ishtadu ma'od la'amad b'atzlocha b'nisoynes ha'yetzah. He would stand with all the strength that he has to be successful in the disciplines that the Yetzirah gives it in. And he wouldn't go after all the despicable and all the tithes and all the things in this world that this world has to offer. The person would really know the truth, because this is Pashat, the truth, and would really... I want to talk a little bit about how you do this, but just let's finish here. If you would really recognize and realize that he is the son of Hashem, Ben Melech, if you would recognize what that means, just in human terms, and that he's wearing the crown of Hashem on his head, he would be amazed. What kesher do I have to all the animalistic pleasures that people out there have? No, mazik kashu alai. Well, what's it going to do with me? Hare ilam shel tanuvim ruchnim nitzchim echakelo. An entire world of eternal spiritual pleasure is waiting for you. Umadu im kem alav letzet kedei libvo v'lechidok bashpoches. Well, what's he doing out there embracing garbage cans for? I once asked somebody who was very heavy into drugs, a young kid. I said to him, why are you putting this garbage into yourself? What are you doing? He says, because that's what you put into garbage cans, garbage. I'm a garbage can. So that's how he felt about himself. He had no problem using drugs because anyway, I'm a nothing. And you're right, the drugs are garbage, the drugs are poison, they destroy my life, you're right. But anyway, I'm a garbage can. If he'd recognized who he really was, he would pick himself up and gone to seek help. He doesn't recognize who he is, he doesn't have a real appreciation of himself and his deeds and his machshavas and what he does. He doesn't understand how much impact these things have on the world. If he would change this inner world of his, this inner appreciation of who he is, and sort of recognizing what he is, who he is, it's a long, hard journey, he would be completely changed by it, and his deeds automatically would change. Because when a person is with a king and he knows he's a king, he behaves differently to when he's hanging out in the garbage cans. There's no question. So this is a big avoider. And it's what makes this avoider very difficult is because you don't really know what you're saying here. You don't understand why it is, how it is, just practically, that what I do down here actually does impact on the world big time. We don't see the connection. We don't understand that like the Mishnah says, Da'am al-amal cho, know what that's above you, is Da'am al-amal cho. You should know that what's going on in the higher worlds is all from you. Da'am al-amal cho. Sounds like a Hasidic shavuot, but it's the Nefesh HaChaim says this. That the person needs to know, first and foremost, is that everything that's happening in the higher worlds, whatever that is coming from us. Every one of our deeds, our thoughts, our speech, everything is having major ramifications in the upper world, and that then filters down here again. So that of course we don't have that hashkafa. We don't know how the world's put together. We don't understand the technical details of how our lives are connected. What does it mean? We were chelok elokamimah. It means a little bit of yudkei vavkei floating around in my chest. What does that mean? How do I relate to that? How do I use it practically? So that's a big problem. We don't know that. So maybe it's a shame. We'll have to maybe start a nefesh achaim vaadya soon, and start learning the Shulchan Aruch of Hashkafa. Go through a lot of the sefers based on nefesh achaim. But to go through the nefesh achaim, just pashtus, just to read it once, the first gate, just to understand what Selim Elokim means, is a very, very enlightening experience for mature individuals. And that's why I'm saying it here, because it requires patience and it requires a little bit of intellectual honesty and maturity. So let's flag that for further attention. But it's the more I'm learning, the safer, the more I'm really going to be lacking some just basic yesodus of what it means to be a Jew. Before 60 years, I had a deal in Avi, Zichrona Levrocha, it was derech ha-ismoedidus ha-roi shal yodi kiyom mu nisonis ha-oilam ha-goy. He had a discussion with his father Zal about the correct path of withstanding the nisonis and the seductions of the secular world, of the Goyish world out there. Ma'az shochi ladati huchanchi al yedei Avi Zal al birkei sifrei Musa. When I was a young child, I was grown, I was raised on my father's lap through Sifre Musa. Kvadi Yosek ben Shmone, Hayimaran Lifnois Boche, Yachta Yotzan and Avoida Sabore, Lacha Tfila Bamikva Lamaditi Sefer Roshis Choch Shara Gehenna. This is not recommended today. Anybody who wants to follow in with Tauber's ways, I don't know if you should take your kid at 8 o'clock, at 5 o'clock in the morning, wake him up, drag him off to the mikveh, and then sit down and learn with him Reishis Choch Moshara Gehenna. I'm not recommending it. Velimud ze kol yishpeh alai ad shechalchol av rabi minachshav eschet chalila. But it's such an impression. Imagine an 8-year-old kid. It was an 8-year-old kid who had gone through the Holocaust, but an 8-year-old kid nevertheless who it made such an impression on him that the thought of sitting was just not shaykh. Leilas hayeli chalim es boiti. בהם ראיתי מלאך בעל אלף עיניים שאף לא יצא מפיו ואיש לא יצא מפיו. I used to have dreams as a child about this angel with 1,000 eyes that fire blew out of its mouth. Once again, I'm not suggesting that's, I don't know if you should even do it to yourself, let alone to your angel, but that's how they were. That's how people came out of that world, and then in that world, that's how they raised the kids, and it gave him what he needed there. That was the right thing for him to do, because it was what was necessary then, but it had a very bad side effect. Limud zeh, and if you look around what's going on in America, you look at what's going on in the world today, back from that generation, you see the terrible impact that it had on how these people were able to utilize and go from it. It was a lot better, and unfortunately the kids suffered terribly from it. Limud zeh, commonly, is a gracious, a shiftless, tsanover, a bitl aniv, a bitl ayesh. The derech was a complete sense of another, of bitl, of nullification. But they were healthy people, they could do it and still stay besimcha. Well, they could call Rotzen Lisnasedi Propel, took away any desire to throw away the Torah, to throw away the Yiddishkeit. Yimud Zegama Genalai Shelo Estob Chalila Mimoreshus Beis Tava. But also, when they arrived in America, we saw what happens in America, these people stayed tight. They didn't give up the Mesoras Bichlal. They held on very, very tight because they had the Kalim to do it, and this was necessary then. Ushimash Kachoyme Magan Beni Ben Yitzri. It was a mamash, a shield between him and his Yaitza. Ach kol ze hol kol or beakati es agoya moderni. It all worked very well in the old world. But the minute he started meeting the modern way, the sophisticated, modern, pleasant, nice way, כל עוד הגוי היה מוצע בעינק איש נבער מדעס, פרימיטיבי וחוסר תרבות. As long as the guy that he was dealing with was the Hungarian peasant and this primitive guy that used to torture and torment them, then this worked. But the moment he arrived in America and he started meeting a completely different world, a completely different guy, so that the artist was watching the film, the whole life in Malasi Gedolim not be Yachas Lebray. שאינני נבדל מן הגוי ומה לי כי התפתה ללכס אחר תאבוסו. What does it mean? I don't understand, just one second. You think about the boy in the old world. Even though I knew that I was nothing, but I was still so much more than the tigers in the world that the boy they had. They had a rich spiritual world, and the boy had nothing compared to what he had. אולם כשהוכרחתי מספר שנים לאחר ניסוי לצאת לעולם עסקים, after he got married, he had to go out and work, so חשתי שהרי שיזכוך משוב אין מגן עליי כשקבוע. He was clever enough, he was a chocham enough to recognize that the old tools aren't good. Out there in America, in the business world or whatever, the Reish Chochma is not relevant. I mean, you can yell that Reish Chochma is not relevant. When I first mentioned that he used to learn Reish Chochma Shara Gehenna with an 8-year-old, you already said, like, well, don't try that yet. That's not going to work. Of course not going to work. It's going to make the kid just leave the Yiddish part so quickly. You realize the law is early. It's not being magen anymore. The fire that burnt inside of me, it wasn't working anymore. It got weaker and weaker. It couldn't withstand any soreness anymore. As I try to mechazak more and more, you know, you kind of rev up the old pattern because it was not working. So you rev it up, you do more. As I know, it didn't help. I couldn't get the fire of my kedusha up. It just wasn't working. It's eyes. I'm telling you, that's mama shatcha. This line here is functioning. How many people do that? How many people, when they have a Masorah, they have a Mahalach, they have something that works for them, and suddenly it's not working anymore, they throw in. They give up. Tell me, 10 months ago you weren't thinking like this, right? So how come you're Muslim with the press now? Because whatever, what was working is not working now. So look for something new that might work. He understood that if the old tools aren't working, you've got to look for new tools. Not that you throw in the towel. It's an unbelievable statement, this. But the Tzomi Kachi Alan Chapes Kalim Nosafim. I need new tools, not throw out the old ones, but add, build, change, adapt. B'tchalti l'amek b'sifrei machshava yehudim, b'sifrei maral, u'b'kisvei haramchal, b'tanya b'nefesh hachaim u'sfasei mesach. He started looking at the sifrei machshava, the svarim that ma'od ma'od are necessary for this generation. He found their unbelievable spiritual worlds, ideas. The theme that started running through it, started coming out, that he was able to nurture himself on, was the fact that I'm Hashem's child. There I discovered these svarim, the unbelievable importance that I have in front of Hashem. From going from shiftless, from bitl ayesh, to suddenly realizing, wow, I'm a somebody. Even though the new modern world that he was encountering wasn't the primitive Gracian world there that had nothing to attract you to. This new world had a lot to attract you to. However, what I have in my world, who I am, is much bigger than that, much greater than that. What do I have to do with that? I knew now how to distance myself from all the mushugas out there, all the taivas, all the sheker, all the whole world that is so despicable. I knew that Asakov is Kegoya. What he does is fitting for him, it's Shaykh to him, and it's Nechmah. What he's thinking about and talking about and what interests him, what's driving him, is alone. That's just not my world. Look at this, we're not making value judgments here. It's just not Shaykh to me. If you plug in here that the goy is nachtza, shem va'eva, that's what we're talking about. Forget about the guys running around trashing stores in New York today. We're not talking about those guys. The fact that I'm better than them doesn't inspire me that much. But go look and find the best goy you can find. You want to find one in your world, go find a nachtzadik. Shem va'eva. Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov's Rosh Yeshiva. That's what we're talking about. much greater than all of those. Yudi yesh ginoni malchus. We shaykh to the king, we shaykh to the palace. Yesa ben melech, ben le malochay shaloi le makorish boch ve'im kach musayim shem lechalotim. Our essence is different. We're from another planet. We're not shaykh from here. We come from another planet. We have a different mission. We have a different tachlis. We have different tools. We have a different neshama. We have a different goof. Everything's different. It's a completely different world. When you start understanding that, the b'kishosi magoi ve'ze kol goi shu yedati lezem mitnei hitkroibus lebeiso b'lashkafoisov. As the Rambam says, a person. Oh, you have to stop. I didn't realize the time. Sorry. You're having fun. The time goes quickly. Okay, let's stop there. We'll see. Not so sure we'll pick this up tomorrow. Okay, sorry, I went over time there because I want to try and get through this. More to shoot this. Picking up very important tools here, and it's quite amazing when you start learning Nefesh HaKayim and you see it real. You see the blueprint of exactly how this works and why it's like that. So then we have to then you start saying, but let's actually push forward tomorrow. We'll save a spell for them.
Thanks,
have a good day. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rav.
All the best. If there's any questions, I'm around for a few minutes.
Thank you.